This is the Miraya Breakfast Show, of course, where the big conversation begins every morning. My name is Sebidu William, and our guest will be discussing and talking to us about the International World Water Day. To help us have this conversation and to talk about water, we are glad to have young people and these young ladies with me here in the studio to tell us more about this. We have Christine Saida. Christine, good morning.
Good morning to everyone who is listening to Radio Miraya.
It's good to have you, Christine. Welcome to the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Thank you.
And also we have Zikra Gibril. Good morning, Zikra.
Good morning. My name is Zikra Gibril and welcome to the Miraya Show. Today we are going to celebrate the Water Day because, you know, water is very important. So just be with us.
Mm-hmm. That's great. It's good to have you. We also have in the studio Yar Machar. Good morning, Yar.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello, everyone. My name is Yar Machar Chek and I'm a child reporter with UNICEF. So today I'm going to be talking about water.
That's awesome. So let's go right away. As we commemorate this very, very important day, let's talk about water. I mean, let's begin with you, Christine. What is water to you? What does water mean to you?
I'll just say simply, water is the gift of life and water is the liquid of life. That's according to me.
Oh, that's great. How about you, Zibril?
So, water, we see it as a liquid. We see it colorless, odorless, tasteless, but it's very necessary for life.
Oh, awesome. And Yar, how are you? How important is water to you? What does water mean to you?
Water is like something very important in life and we can't live without it, to be sincere.
Oh, that's great. We can't live without water. It's very important indeed. Now let's talk about the benefits of water and how is that important to you. Christine, why is water very important to you?
Sincerely, if you are to mention the benefits of water, the importance of water, I think we might go up to evening because water is just something that we humans can't live without it. When you talk about food, you know, we can't grow our crops. We can't do anything without water. We need this water for irrigation, for agriculture. We also need this water when it comes to domestic work, you know. Our mothers, our girls at our homes use water to cook food, use water to bathe the children, and most importantly, we use water for drinking. And that's why we say water is a necessity of life.
Awesome. Yar, how about you? How is water important to you?
Water is important also in domestic work and is important even like in life. It's really important to have water and we do many things like we can generate electricity using water. We help in growing crops, it helps. And
quite a lot of things out there that water can do indeed. And yes, Zikra, just briefly, you of course all of us use water in the house, we know how important it is, but for you, really, what is the one that one thing that stands out when it comes to using water
is very important? So when we get nervous, angry, in troubles, in most cases we take water. When we are shy, we take water
to calm us down.
Calm down, we just take a sip. When we are fearing, we take a sip. When we are angry, we take a sip, just like that. That's why we said water is very important. Also, to farmers, when they grow up their crops, they need water. If no water, no crops, no food, no work. Even in the absence of water, everything stops.
Great. And yes, as we commemorate this day, I do believe and I know for sure that you have poems for us today. Beautiful poems about water. As UNICEF child reporters, let's begin with you, Yar. What's your poem about this World Water Day and the importance of water?
Okay. Water is one of the most important resources in our daily lives, and we do many things with water like drinking, cooking, and washing. But here in South Sudan, we don't really have access to clean water. And when we go to some parts of the river, we find when wastes and trash are being thrown on top of water, people urinate and defecate in water, which is no good. Few children have access to clean water, and most of our children lack good hygiene, sanitation, because of no access to clean water, which makes them get sick of typhoid, malaria, and other diseases. We need to stop destroying water in our country. Health is very important to everyone, and together we can save water in South Sudan. Children deserve access to clean water.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed at that beautiful piece right there. Well, children deserve access to clean water, and that's a very important message coming from Yar, who is a child reporter with UNICEF. She's here with us today, of course, in the studio, so we can discuss and talk about the importance of water. Christine, let's go right away and talk about this day. First, let's look at your poem. Tell us.
Okay, but before that, I want to say happy International Water Day to everyone who knows the importance of water, to those who knows the value of water in our lives, in our communities, and in our country, and most importantly, to those who conserve and take good care of water. You know, because when water is polluted, you know, life cannot be endured. Water is just everything. It's more worth than gold and diamonds when you have all these treasures of earth. But without water, life does not exist. And my poem, the title is Water, the Gift of Life. Now, water is the source of life. Water is our everything. Without it, we have nothing completely. No crops, no food, no survival, no life. Together, we must protect it. Water is the liquid of life. Water is a necessity of life. Without it, we have nothing completely. Famine, drought, and diseases shall conquer our land and damage our soil. Plants, animals, and humans all need water to survive. So save your water, save lives, save the world. However, water is not just there and pure. Our water is quite limited, so we must learn to conserve and take good care of it. Just start to be more aware, then everything will get better. When water is polluted, life cannot be endured, because every drop holds a value, every drop holds life. Together, we must ensure water for the future, because water is the gift of life and a valuable drop that holds life and our planet Earth. Just start to be more aware, then everything will get better. So save your water, save lives, save planet Earth.
Thank you very much, Christine. A very beautiful and very, very meaningful poem about water. Do appreciate that indeed. And yes, we have another one coming to you this morning here, Zikra Gabriel. Good morning once again. Please go ahead and tell us.
And happy International Water Day to everyone. So I've seen the importance of water, and I've seen our water here. They are very dirty. In most cases, we use chlorine. That's why I took a step and wrote a poem about water. So my poem goes like that, and entitled Water. Oh, water. People think you are just a liquid to drink when you are thirsty. Your advantages and importance are very plenty. Yeah, you are a liquid, colorless, tasteless, and odorless, but necessary for life. All creatures need you to survive. That's why you are necessary for life. Water, water, water. We get water from rain, rivers, streams, and dams. Farmers also use you to tend their young green plants. They dug and reaped and harvest, and now as heavens has blessed their toil, they come bearing the fruits. We use it for domestic purpose. We drink it when we are thirsty. We use water to kill germs, but why do we keep it dirty? Water, water, water. In your absence, it's a must for every work to stop. People search just for you to get some drops. When we get nervous, angry, in troubles, we take water. Almost everything we do, everything we make require water. Let's try to keep waters clean and free from garbages and anything that makes it harmful. Let's make waters useful. Water, water, water.
Water, water, water. And yes, as you heard, they are very important, meaningful poems from the three of you. I must say I'm really impressed. Thank you all. Christine, thank you. Thank you, Zikra, and thank you, Yar, for your beautiful poems about water. Now, this is the big problem here. Much as we love water, we know all the importance of it. Sometimes it's just not easy to get it. So let's look at some of the challenges that we go through every day as we try to get water. And we begin with you, Yar. What are some of the challenges that you face when assessing clean drinking water?
First of all, we rarely get the cars that pass by for water. So you need to run after them and call them.
Mm-hmm.
That's everyday routine.
Moyo, moyo, moyo all the time. All right, when you see a truck going.
Yeah.
Christine?
I would agree with Yar. But most importantly, if you are to have those taps at home, you know, that generate water, mm-hmm. it will be much easier. You know, the water comes clean, it will be purified, and it will be good for drinking. No problem. You don't need to go and buy chlorine to make it safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
and another problem, you know, mm-hmm. now water is very expensive. You know, something that is just given free by God. You know,
yeah.
you don't have to pay anything for it. It's not something of 600, 700 SSP, mm-hmm. which is not like easily affordable. Mm-hmm. You know, this is something that it should be more easier to get, because this is something that we depend on.
Absolutely, yeah. I totally agree with you. So we should not normalize the fact that we just get our water through trucks. We should have taps in the houses. We should have running water provided. You just go to the kitchen and, you know, open a tap and feel more toilet butter, you know, flow, right? Exactly. And let's talk to you, Zikra. Is it that easy for you to get water?
It's not that easy, because you run after the trucks, you want water and everything. But I can see sometimes we are just sometimes complaining there is no water, why is the water dirty? We just used to complain to those people carrying the water or transporting the water. But we are the root cause of making the water dirty. Sometimes during rain seasons, we see people coming out with their rubbish and going to throw it in the streams or the place where waters run. So this rubbish all will be taken to the river. And the same water, they bring it back home. And we complain that the waters are dirty while we are the one making it to become
dirty.
We're
the one contaminating
and we want to use chlorine. Sometimes everything has advantage and disadvantage. So when we use too much chlorine, it also causes problem to our body.
Absolutely.
So that's why we said we are the root cause of making the waters dirty, and we are the root cause of bringing disease to our body.
Great. In that case, what do you want people to do? How do we start safeguarding water?
Okay, everything starts from home. So when you see your rubbish, you either burn it in most cases. But if you don't want to burn, not to cause pollution to the environment or to the air, you can just dig a hole and just dump the rubbish there. That's the best solution or the best way of keeping the rubbish away from water.
So we
also have to build our latrines and toilets away from water sources so that we don't cause contamination to the water also.
Great. And Yar, what ways do you think we can save our water?
Yeah, we can educate community on proper usage of water, and we can organize community events on how to use water properly and stuff, and we can also raise voices on water.
Mm-hmm. And Christine?
Okay, I would just say to all those listening to us, let's start to know the importance and the value of water in our lives. This is the best thing that we can do to raise awareness, to make sure that if your neighbor is misusing water, tell him or her this is not the right way. Because when our water... it's now getting over. So our life will not go on. And to the government, I will ask them, especially those dealing with the city council, you know, those harbage, those sterile that you see around the area. Those water should be treated, you know, should be treated. Most of them are very dirty. And our people, I don't know, like what my colleague stated, we are the one causing it. You see running water going by, you don't know that this water is going to the river. You start dumping your rubbish there, you defecate on it, and after some years, serious diseases, what will start developing and what damaging us, we the humans. So what is very important, let's learn how to conserve and take good care of it.
Thank you very much. If you just join us, you're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show, of course, where the big conversation begins every morning. My guest, children reporters with UNICEF. They're here with us in the studio. We're talking about the importance of water. If you just join us, today is World Water Day, and that's why we're looking at the importance of water and how we can actually safeguard our water. And you've heard the important messages that are coming out from these children. Really, really important indeed. Now, we talked about wastage of water. And how we can actually, you know, make the best use of it and not just waste it. Zikra, do you sometimes waste water? Do you sometimes feel like, oh, I'm just wasting some water?
No, I don't waste water, but I use water.
You use water.
For washing clothes, washing the utensils, those domestic work, I use water.
So how do we waste water?
Waste water in many ways, and you have no use for that water, but you just take it, you pour it, because you feel like that water is just useless. So in most cases, when you use water, as you can see in those developed countries, they recycle it. Once it is dirty, they again recycle. So why don't you do the same? When we use the water, we recycle it for better use again.
Absolutely, I agree with you. Yara, how can we avoid wasting water?
We can avoid wasting water by we can avoid wasting water by teaching community properly on how to use it, mm-hmm. because most of us just waste water, play with it, and mm-hmm. it's no good. And we can tell people to organize some important mm-hmm. events for using water properly. We teach okay. most of us on how to use water well right. and not wasting it.
All right, so we should teach communities and people how to importantly use water, but not just wasting it. Like, you know, opening a tap in a restaurant or something and just mm-hmm. forget that, you know, it is supposed to be dark and you just walk away and it keeps dripping on the floor. Yes, Christine, how do you avoid wasting water?
Okay, to those taking long showers, you know, 2 hours, 3 hours, that's not really necessary. You don't know that amount of water you're just pouring. Mm-hmm. It's very important to someone else who doesn't have it. So when you start getting aware about the importance of water, you know, the value of water, definitely you'll say, this thing is very important. I should not just waste it like that.
Mm-hmm. So we should stop taking showers for very, very long time. Okay, so we take like, what's the maximum? What's the maximum time for taking shower? Can I say 3 minutes, 1 minute, or 2 minutes?
Or
you can go for 30 minutes.
But you should not just, you know, let the tap just be flying like that.
Okay. All right, how about, let's come to, have any of you ever gone to the stream looking for water? Like, you know, going to the borehole or to, you know, so you can bring water for domestic use, home use. Anyone?
Yeah, I've tried going to the borehole.
Okay, to the borehole.
Yeah.
How difficult was it? Was there a long queue that was lining up and then you have to wait with your jerrycan? How hard was it for you?
No, it was not that people are waiting for the water, mm-hmm. but it's very difficult to carry water because even I'm not used to carrying water.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I see it very difficult to carry water from the borehole to home.
Absolutely. I agree. It's very difficult indeed. And I tell you what, you're lucky because maybe it's not very far. There are some villages in South Sudan, women go to fetch water and they take over 4 hours on the road.
Oh my God.
You know, over 4 hours just waiting for the water so they can bring home to use. And that's how sad it is in some situation in the country. All right, we'll be back. Ladies, stay with me, of course. Let's go for a break. When we come back, we will be discussing more about the importance of water. If you just join us, this is the Miraya Breakfast Show, where the big conversation begins every morning. My name is Sebit William, and I'm glad to tell you that I have my guests here coming, organized by UNICEF, and they are here with me in the studio. We are discussing about the importance of water. And yes, as you have heard, we had very beautiful poems earlier on how we can safeguard our water and why water is very important. So we have Christine Saida, we have Zikra Jibril, and we have Yar Machar here with us all in the studio. As we continue, let's go and listen to more poems from this particular young guest of mine in the studio. And this time, let's begin with you, Zikra. Tell us about more of your poems that you've written about water, and let's hear it.
So my poem is not really about water, but my poem is just like advice to young people who are still learning. So I saw learning is very important. That's why I took a step of writing a poem about learning.
Okay.
So the title of the poem is Learning. Put learning in your heart that you may escape all the problems of the world. Become a person of reputation and have the spirit of education. And be a person full of determination to stop the act of aggression. Be a person built off of inspiration, the one who knows what he is really worth. Put learning in your heart. Be lucky for you are wealthy and worthy. But stop being naughty. Everything, every step, and every decision should be taken wisely. Set your heart in learning that you may direct the work of the world. Make change in the society. Work hard to lead, support, and educate the community. Do not let your dreams be part of the impossibility. Try harder to make your dreams and aspiration a reality. Put learning in your heart.
Thank you. Beautiful poems about learning indeed. And yes, if you are out there, I do believe you take that advice seriously. Yar, let's go right away to another poem from you.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about how we rarely get water in schools.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the children like hygiene at school, and they don't have clean water for drinking. They don't even get enough water to use in the bathrooms. And most of the kids don't go to school because of that.
Right.
They remain home. And most of the young girls struggle with that a lot. They don't really have clean water at school, so they will just struggle to get water.
Alright.
And Most of the kids, they get sick of malaria and typhoid because they're not getting access to clean water. Yeah, and most of the kids even don't even go to school. They don't even try going to school because they know they won't get water, like, for use, for drinking and stuff. So most of them just stay home.
All right, so we have to put a lot of, you know, schools, administration have to put a lot of, you know, energy or emphasis on providing water for children at school.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much for talking to us. And yes, let's come to Christine. Christine, what do you have for us this time?
Okay, apart from the importance of water, I've written something about trees. You know, trees are also connected to water because if no water, trees definitely won't grow up.
Absolutely.
So I've written a poem about the importance of trees and how they make nature beautiful. So my title is Trees, the Beauty of Nature. When we plant more trees, earth becomes green and beautiful. Trees are not just any plant cover. Trees are heaven-sent beauty, the magic of nature, the beauty of nature, the calm of nature. Trees are what we need to fight global warming, climate change. When we plant more trees, earth becomes green and beautiful. Trees offer to those who love them a message of peace and love. When trees shake their leaves, wind does blow, warm sun whispers, rain falls, flowers grow, life becomes pleasing and good. When we plant more trees, we harvest abundant food and fruits of different colors and taste, sweet, bitter, sour, but healthy. We plant great shade to protect us from the hot sun. We plant habitat for wildlife, birds, and for you and me. Plant a tree and restore the beauty and magic of nature.
Great. And yes, that's a beautiful poem right there from Christine about planting trees. You heard that. Please plant a tree and make our environment beautiful and green. And yes, yesterday, of course, is the 21st, which is, of course, the International Day of Forestry. And that comes here, of course, with water. They all go the same. Now, we discussed about the importance of water. We looked at some of the challenges of water. We started all with about having, you know, tank waters and all that instead of having running waters. If you have to make one request, or not only one request, but if you have to really, really request the government to do something about water, what will that be? What would you like the government to do about water? Christine, what are some of the most important things the government should concentrate on when it comes to water in the country?
Okay, our government should work hard in order to build projects that helps in developing of water taps in every home here in South Sudan, at least for water to be safe for children who are still growing up, for some domestic work that we usually do at home. And we should also, like, together with the citizens of South Sudan, the stakeholders, the community, we should all, like, stand up together and ensure water for the future. You know, when we don't conserve our water, what would our children have in some 20 to 30 years from now? Mm-hmm. The water is very important, as we have just stated before. So together we should all learn to conserve it and take good care of it.
Thank you. And yes, Zikra.
First of all, I would like to thank the government very much for the development that we are going through, like the electricity that we have seen. Many homes are now having electricity. But now let's go to the next step of making water, like bringing taps in every home. Every home should use a tap. Or otherwise, we have to reduce water price, like this Terile. They should somehow reduce the water price because not everyone is rich. Others are poor in need of water.
All right.
So we have to reduce it.
Great. Yes, yeah.
I also wonder, government to help in providing schools with water taps because most of the children don't really get good water.
Okay.
So they should put water taps in schools and clean running water. And it shouldn't only be the government, but all of us, we are in it together.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And that brings me to our next question of what is our role as individuals, as me here in the studio, Sabite, and you, Christine, and Zikra, and Yar, as individuals. Every day we live, we use water. What role can we play ourselves? Christine.
Okay, we should speak our voices. When there is something affecting us, we should never keep quiet about it because the more we silence, the more things will get harder. So by ensuring that we speak about the problems that are affecting us, we are going to get a solution. And mostly about the price of water. like just what my colleague stated, not everyone is rich. You mm-hmm. know, when you go deep in some villages or in some places here in Juba, people are really suffering. Expect those who are like staying near the river, at least they have access, like the river is not far away from them. But what about those who stay very far, maybe let me say in Joppa, you know what, mm-hmm. It's very expensive there because of the transportation and even the roads, you know,
indeed.
Roads are not that clear, you know. So that's why some of these thrillers, they fear going into some places because they may end up stuck in there.
Indeed. Yeah. Yes, so as individuals, what can we do now? That's one challenge, but what do we do?
Okay, as individuals, I think the little that we have, you know, let's not just depend on those harbors that are carrying water. Let's try to do something about it. Mm-hmm. Maybe if those vehicles are 500, why don't we like come together, we plan something so they become 1,000. In this case, you know, they will be able to reach in different areas, you know, not only are some getting it and others not getting
all
it.
All right. Thank you. And yes, Zikra.
So, in most cases, we as citizens, we have to just conserve water. This is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
But in many cases, as you can see, those people using the trailer or driving those trailer here, in most cases, they used to just give water to those people having big tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Then the trailers or those cars here, they're divided into areas. Kator has its own, Atlabara its own. Why don't we divide it like that so that no any area that will complain about water? You have to divide the transport according to the areas. So not that you see because of that big tank you want to give water to only that special person or that person only, but you have to divide the water equally. If you have the big one, they have the small one, all of us, we are equal.
All right. Yar,
mm-hmm.
What role can we play as individuals in the house? What can I do in helping the water situation in the country?
Okay. We should learn also how to save water. Most mm-hmm. of us, we just waste water and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, we should learn how to save water. And also, most of the times, these vehicles, they may not carry enough water.
Mm-hmm.
So you also need to help in.
All right. Now, the message here is you'd have to learn how to save water. And I tell you what, ladies, from today, I'm going to bathe for only 3 minutes. Is that normal? I mean, like, okay, only 3 minutes. It's fine? Fine, so I can save water. Okay.
The problem doesn't mean the time. The mm-hmm. problem is the amount of water you're carrying.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So, all right. So how do we do this then? Okay. So if it's not the time, but I do believe the time as well is important, because if I'm using shower and I'm there for 10 minutes, if I'm there for only 3 minutes, I will save some water. Don't you think so?
I think so, but in most cases here in South Sudan, you're not using that
the
water.
Tap. Okay, yeah. You don't use.
We
so
get
then. Okay, so Granada's family is, you know, 20 liters. I mean, like 10 liters. Crystal? More than crystal? Vitimu Beredo?
And like you use gata. Especially it means gata.
Okay. It means gata. All right. You're yeah. listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show, where the big conversation begins. Let's go right away and look at, by the way, some of the text messages and what our people who have been listening to us are saying. Now, this is coming from what's his name? Galang Akot is writing from Awil and saying, good morning, Sebit and all Miraya listeners. For me, I value water. Water is life. And my question to the guests is, what is their plans to make sure South Sudanese leaders have created more, safe and clean drinking water for everyone? What do they have? What message do they have for our leaders? Well, either you send to the government, but for particularly to the leaders, what message? If you have to talk directly to President Kiir and tell him something about water, what will you tell him? You're laughing. Let me start with you. And then, Zikra, what will you tell Mr. President?
Yeah, he has to make for us just tubs at home, so we need just tubs, and he has to just train people to educate the community about the importance of water and the safe use of water.
All right, thank you. Mr. President, we need water, running water in our homes, and of course, it has to be clean, running water. All right, let's go right away and look at some of the messages here. Okay, and this is coming from Ustaz Levy from Meridi. and yeah, Ustaz Levy is saying that you kids are the most people who like to waste water. And he said kids are the one who like wasting water a lot. Is this true or false? And yes, Yar, what do you think? Is this true or false? Are kids not the one who like wasting water?
I can agree with that, but I'm not that type.
Okay, you're not very small kid, obviously. Who? Yeah yes. but you agree. You yes. agree that kids waste a lot of
yes,
water.
Yes, most of the kids just play with water.
Okay. Christine?
Yeah, it depends, but yeah, sometimes because you know you've been playing for long, then you get that, you just come from there, start drinking water, pour it over your body.
Yeah, and that's waste water.
That's around. A kid. And in that case, you know, the parents should be the one directing. Hey, please don't do this. Please do this. Yeah, the parents should be the one.
Okay, another text message coming this morning from Angelo Lual, and he's writing from Awil Noran Borgazal, in saying water is very essential for human life. If we use it for domestic, for domestic uses like drinking, washing clothes, building, and all that, I wish the government to prioritize and improve the water supply system in South Sudan in general. Now, he's saying how to treat water to make it safe for human consumption is a household, in the household water, he's just trying to find out. Okay, from you, how do you make water clean for you in the house? Basically, that's what he's saying, that what do you do to ensure that you're drinking clean water?
So in most cases here, we use chlorination and we use chlorine.
Mm-hmm.
That's in most cases. But otherwise, if you don't have that access of getting chlorine, you have to boil, then filter. That's the best way of making water is safe.
Great. Boil and filter. Yeah. All right. Yes. So boiling the water kills the germs. You filter it so it can be really clean. And that's important. You can use that if you cannot afford the chlorine. Now, as we talk about saving water, it's coming into the rainy season. Soon it has started so far here in Juba. Do you ladies by any chance at one point save water from the rain?
Yes. You know, for us to fill our tanks using water.
Okay.
Like we shall push it towards
Where the water drips from the roof. Okay.
Yes, and it really gets full.
And it helps you to save some money and save water. Okay. Yes.
Especially you wash with it, you know, your clothes.
Yes, dishes and stuff.
Nansa nimbi kele mgalmoya algijata moto remabi gobdu sabun kwes. Oh, actually it's better.
Gigo
with
the
sabon
like in
Kenya,
like that's why
in
most cases.
Yeah.
Is it a good thing?
It's good for washing.
As long as the germs will be out.
Okay.
It's good.
Come on. All right. You're listening to the Mirai Breakfast. It's coming up to 8 minutes to the top of the hour. Let's go more and listen to your messages. Wilson Mayer from University of Juba is saying water tank in Juba was written on the, in water tanks is written clean drinking water. But the water is not clean inside. He's saying it's water we are drinking in Juba clean. He's asking this. Okay. I'm not sure my guest here will answer you that. But yeah, let me try. He's saying the tanks are written clean drinking water. But is the water really clean? That's what he's asking. And have you had any experiences with that? Any of you can pick that question up.
Yep. They just write in the water tank that the waters are very clean. But when it comes to the tank, the waters are very dirty.
Okay.
So, yes, I've said earlier, I said we are the one making the waters to become dirty. So when we dump rubbish in the streams and went to the river, it will come back from there very dirty. And we are the same people complaining. So who's the root cause? We are the root cause.
All right. And you wanted to say something?
Okay, concerning the tanks, you know, it's written there, clean drinking water. But as long as the water is coming from the river, definitely it's going to be dirty. Unless if they are to treat it after collecting it from the river, then that water will be clean.
All right. This is Miraya Breakfast. So now, ladies, this seems to be the time that we have, much as I would like this conversation and this discussion to continue until when? Evening or tomorrow? It's okay, but yes. Let me give you the chance right away to send your final remarks and messages about water. And we begin with you, Yaro. What message do you have out there?
My message is that we should learn how to use water properly and not waste it. And let's save it together.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And Christine?
Okay, for us to survive, for life to go on, we really need water. So let's learn how to conserve our water and take good care of it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And yes, Zikra?
Water is very important, so let's learn not to dump rubbish in water sources. Let's try to make water useful. If you don't have access to chlorination, you just take water, boil it, then filter for your good health.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Zikra. Thank you, Christine. And thank you, Yar, for coming to Mirai Studios. I really enjoyed my time with you. And keep up the good work. Thank you so much for coming. Okay. Thank you. And yes, those are my the UNICEF children reporters coming to us live this morning here to discuss about the importance of water. And as you all heard, it's important that you take their advice very, very seriously. Because you know what? Honestly, water is life and we can't do without water. So yes, with the government and our leadership, you've been urged to please provide for us clean drinking water. We need running waters in our houses. We don't need trailers coming to make for us noise and bringing for us water we can trust, you know. So it's important that we have clean drinking water in our homes. And it's only South Sudan that actually trailers are the one bringing for people water, and we shouldn't be having that, you know, shame all the time. We need to be like any other countries and of course have running waters in our houses. And for you, please save water. Bathe for 3 minutes if you're using showers, or 4 or 5. But I mean, whatever you do, just make sure that you save water. With that, we come to the end of the Miraya Breakfast Show for this particular Monday. Thank you so much for your company. Catch me tomorrow if you can. Same time, same program, same radio station. I've been with you, Sebit William. Bye bye for now.